The new snow arrived with grapple, and then a heavy, dense snow followed. Trent Meisenheimer with the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center says it should stabilize quickly, but for now suggests people avoid the backcountry. On Tuesday, they received reports of avalanches releasing from the grapple layer. He says with this current storm, there are two issues that impact the avalanche danger.
One is going to be new snow, and that's going to be across all elevations and aspects, but probably more dangerous above 8,500 feet. Now, our second issue is up in the wind zone.
The Wasatch Range has received 10 to 12 inches so far, and winds are 35 to 45 miles per hour with higher gusts, which results in wind-loaded slopes.
Some areas, like the Park City Ridgeline or kind of Brighton, Backside, Heber, Snake Creek area, could have received more snow out of this, as they typically do pretty well with these southwest flow-type storms.
Snow is expected through Wednesday, and high winds will continue to blow on the ridgelines, with heavy snow expected Wednesday night. Avalanches are expected.
Our bottom line, our avalanche danger is considerable on all upper elevation steep slopes for triggering drift of windblown snow or wind slabs. And then out of the windblown terrain, where there's just new snow that hasn't been affected by the wind, there's a moderate avalanche danger for triggering a soft slab avalanche within that new snow.
Park City's popular Mid-Mountain Trail is 8,000 feet in elevation, and the most serious avalanche warnings apply to terrain above 8,500 feet, extending up to the ridgelines.
We are urging our backcountry community right now, you know, you don't have the proper skills to evaluate the snowpack, have cautious route finding and conservative decision making, stay indoors, stay in place, brush up on your avalanche skills. We have a ton of avalanche education right online for free.
Meisenheimer says the danger over the next few days will decrease as the new snow settles out. A reminder that areas such as Deer Valley and Park City Mountain are now considered backcountry terrain and are not doing their customary avalanche control work due to the closure of both resorts. A link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.